Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Deion James. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutton covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Yount for the double play. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Pete Ladd now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bergman moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Simmons moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bergman hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tellman now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Tellman covering, for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.